Mr. B was reading the morning paper. There was a story about a man who had killed his wife, stabbed her to death with a screwdriver. Most of the wounds in the head and neck area. Then this man had taken their 13-year-old daughter and locked her in a small closet in an upstairs bedroom of their home. He had kept her alive for 3 months, feeding her pieces of her dead mother. What the paper didn't say was that this man had raped his young daughter several times during the 3 month period, and for the last 3 weeks, before he had finally been found out, he had been letting a friend of his take turns on her for $13 a pop, $1 for each year of her life. Mr. B sat back from his breakfast. He began envisioning a sexual encounter between two of the women that worked in his office. Erica, a short brunette who had recently gone blonde. For the purposes of this fantasy, however, Mr. B willed her to stay dark-haired. And Samantha, a tall redhead with a high, tight ass. In his mind, they were almost completely naked as they stroked and licked one another on Mr. B's own rust-colored sofa. Erica had on a pair of clean, white canvas sneakers with a thick rubber sole. Samantha wore a pair of dirty black leather boots with a thick heel. The boots were knee-high and had a zipper that went from the ankle to the top. In the shower, Mr. B began to fear his balls might fall off. The anatomy which held the sack to his body seemed inadequately flimsy. He imagined they would separate from his body slowly, stretching like taffy, and then break and fall with a small, wet thump. Although Mr. B didn't imagine this would hurt much, nor bleed, the thought made him feel nauseous.